This podcast is brought to you by AvWeb.com, world's premier independent aviation news resource.
Hi, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero 2019 in Friedrichshafen, Germany. I'm with Jeff Zaltman, who is the overseer of a thing called Air Race 1, or Air Race E, I guess. Jeff's the right way to describe it. And this is a planned race of electric airplanes similar to the Formula One racing we see at Reno and other sites, but they're going to be electric. So, Jeff, tell us how all this is going to work.
Yeah, well, that's right, Paul. You actually said it right. It's Air Race 1 and Air Race E, but it's Air Race 1, which is Formula One air racing, evolving into Air Race E, which is electric racing. So the idea is that we're taking the Formula One air racing, which we all know and love from, you know, we're familiar with in the Reno air races. The Air Race 1 World Cup has been Formula One racing around the world in different locations on different continents. So what we're doing now is adapting that to be fully electric. So we're starting a 100% electric formula in Air Race E. It's going to be electric formula, which is based primarily on the Formula One. So all the rules that would apply to Formula One class, so 66 square foot wing area, 500 pound minimum weight, fixed landing gear, all the criteria that we're familiar with in seeing racing in Reno is going to apply to this, except where it concerns the powertrain. So the powertrain is going to be 100% electric, and we're using different powertrains. What's exciting about Air Race E is that it's going to be open up to all the different manufacturers, whereas Formula One, there's a specific engine that you have to use, a specific combustion engine, by the rules. But in Air Race E, it's open up to all manufacturers, all technologies. So really, it's very much geared towards accelerating innovation, accelerating the technology that will eventually find its way into the airplanes that we fly as passengers that are electric 30 years from now.
I should point out that we're recording this directly across the hall from Siemens, who's got a bunch of electric motors over there, giant, high-horsepower electric motors. And that leads me to ask, they're going to be using that kind of equipment, and those airplanes are being designed and built now?
That's correct. So there are, of course, electric airplanes flying. They're always on the small sort of 2- and 4-seat models. Our race planes are actually single seat, of course. They're built for speed and they have to be lightweight. So we are sourcing the powertrains and the electric motors from the market. And there are, and Siemens, of course, is one of the leaders, if not the leader, in the development of these powertrains. So we're both very much interested in each other, as well as some of the other manufacturers. So we're actually using a 150 kilowatt power limit for the Air Race E. So that's the set maximum for the power. So there's a lot of different motors out there on the market. Some are 265, some are 75, 65, 85. It all depends on what kind of equipment it's going into, what kind of airplane. What's interesting about electric is you can actually put some motors in series with each other. So you can take 2 or 3 motors of smaller size, put them in series, and come out with 150, or you even take a 250 and lower it down to 150 through the controller. So there's a lot of adaptation in that. So you can arrive at the solution in a variety of ways.
Let's convert that 150 kilowatts to horsepower.
Okay, so it's about 230, 240 horsepower. So right now, in Formula One air racing, again, very similar to Air Race E in format and the race style and the distance of the race. In Formula One air racing, we use a Continental 0200 engine, which is 100 horsepower standard. Now, when you do a few things to it and you put a different propeller on it, these guys will get, in Formula One, will get about 160 to 180 horse. Some will say over 200 horsepower at sea level with the current combustion engines. With 150 kilowatt motor, electric motor, we expect that to be going up to 230, 240, 250. I forget the exact number. There's a calculation that you can do as a rule of thumb. But we also have a boost function. So during the race, for a period of time, it's either going to be 30 seconds or 60 seconds, you can actually boost the power up to 175. So we're talking way over 250 horsepower for a plane that, you know, weighs just 500, 600 pounds, is going to be spectacular speed over and above the Formula One planes now.
Yeah, and those electric motors have instant torque, so it's going to be insane acceleration as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So what kind of speeds would you expect compared to the gasoline Formula Ones?
Well, so this is where, so right now Formula One, they'll get about 250 miles an hour. They can go, you know, 230, 270 in kilometers, about 400, 450 kilometers per hour. We expect this to go above that. I'm hesitant to give a number. We're not sure. I mean, we really don't know. But it certainly will be more. I mean, we're talking, we're kind of rule of thumb, we're saying 500 kilometers per hour. And that is around a circuit that's only 5 kilometers long or 3 miles long in the lap distance. So we're talking about a lot of really quick spin around that lap. A lot of G's and a lot of things to worry about when you've got seven other planes trying to pass you at the same time. So it's a real exciting challenge.
What's that going to sound like?
Well, you know, people often have an observation. I don't want to call it a criticism, but it's a certain observation about when they watch electric cars and motorcycles that the sound is almost gone. I worked in Formula E for a little while, and that was something people always observed was, oh, where's the sound? Where's the noise? I think it's very exciting without the noise, but also the type of noise is quite distinct. But with aviation, it's actually a little bit different because the propeller actually makes really most of the noise you hear anyways, even in currently. So the noise is going to be there in terms of the spectator enjoyment and to help understand, you know, the racing a little bit more. But it certainly will be more quiet, which is also a very, very big demand for the aircraft manufacturers. As the world and airports get more congested, and the, you know, in particular the property around it with the houses gets more congested, you know, we have to find ways to keep the noise down. So this is it's a big ambition and motivation for developers as well.
Now you mentioned that you're in the process of bidding the site of the first race. You just don't know where it will be. Where might it be?
Well, so we're looking at the end of 2020. So October to December is our target date for the first event. So that'll be the inaugural Air Race E event. So we're looking at someplace warm, someplace with a nice climate for that time of year. That'll be the inaugural event. We're looking actually on several different continents, North America, Europe, Asia, Middle East. We're looking around. So there's actually some good options. We're going to be starting a bidding process, a formal host bidding process in a few weeks. And then hopefully by the end of this year, we'll be able to announce where the first electric race will be. And then in 2021, the year after, we're going to start a series. That'll be the real hardcore racing series.
Okay, Jeff, I'm looking forward to seeing one of these things.
Yeah, well, you're welcome, Paul, to come along. So is everybody else. It's going to be a fun spectator sport. It's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be on TV around the world. So we try to make it accessible to people so they can experience electric aviation.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero in Friedrichshafen, Germany. We've been speaking with Jeff Zaltman, who's CEO of Air Race E. Thanks for listening. This podcast is brought to you by AvWeb.com, world's premier independent aviation news resource.